This project, I think it was a year in the making. I think it was January of 2022 that we first identified the property and moved in January of this year. So we're in a couple of months and we're absolutely delighted.
In terms of the work that DLDC is doing, it's on the up in terms of the projects you have on board, the funding you're getting. I'm sure you'll be pressing Minister Humphreys for more today to be able to do more across the communities. You're confident into the future of where DLDC is going?
Yeah, we are. I mean, I suppose we're always championing what's happening in the community and voluntary sector. There's a lot being asked of the community and voluntary sector at the moment. An example is the Ukrainian families that have now joined, asylum seekers that have joined communities, increasing governance requirements for community groups and so on and so on. So I suppose our role is to support community groups. And yes, back to the Minister there, I suppose constantly champion, looking for additional funding for the county.
As well as that, of course, you have the brief of supporting local job creation, supporting local enterprise, supporting local communities in what they're doing to better themselves. And one thing that's always been the case in Donegal, there's never been a shortage of initiative coming from the communities. There's never been a shortage of bottom-up projects, so to speak.
No, I think you're right, Tom. I think we're the envy of many a county down the country as regards that spirit that's there. I think it just comes, I suppose, from that resilience that's there in Donegal communities, that entrepreneurial spirit that is there, the fact that we just have to maybe just, it has to come from within ourselves, within the county. We don't get that foreign investment levels that others might get. And I suppose as a result, the spirit is there. A lot of our industry is driven by small enterprises within the county.
And of course, the downside to that is there's never enough. There's never going to be a point where you say, oh, we have enough money to do everything we want to do. The reality is you probably never will.
No, you never will. But I suppose we just keep, we do our bit and we'll keep championing. And it's all about just trying to improve the lives of the people in our communities.